Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Emotionally Intelligent Team by Vanessa Ertz-Druscat explores why some teams consistently outperform others even when individual talent is similar. Drawing on research in organizational behavior and emotional intelligence, the book shifts attention from personal emotional skills to the collective habits that shape how a group thinks, feels, and acts. It explains emotional intelligence at the team level as a practical capability that can be developed through norms, leadership choices, and everyday interactions. Readers are guided to look beyond typical team fixes, like clearer goals or better incentives, and instead focus on trust, psychological safety, and the quality of communication under pressure. The book also addresses common team traps, including conflict avoidance, unproductive rivalry, and fragile morale, showing how these patterns can be changed without relying on one heroic leader. With a strong emphasis on real workplace application, it offers a framework for building collaboration, resilience, and accountability in teams that must deliver results in complex, fast-moving environments. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, team emotional intelligence as a group capability. A central idea of the book is that emotional intelligence is not only an individual trait, but also a group-level capability that influences performance. Teams develop shared patterns for noticing emotions, interpreting what they mean, and responding in ways that either strengthen or weaken collaboration. The book frames emotionally intelligent teams as those that can regulate the emotional climate during everyday work and during moments of stress, change, or failure. This involves practices that help members stay candid without becoming combative, stay supportive without becoming complacent, and stay focused without becoming emotionally detached. The emphasis is on how group norms shape behavior, such as whether people speak up with concerns, how they raise disagreements, and how they repair ruptures after conflict. By focusing on the collective, the book helps leaders and members move away from blaming certain personalities and toward designing team habits that make good behavior more likely. This perspective is especially useful because it treats team performance as something that can be engineered through repeated interactions, not something that depends on luck or a perfect mix of people. Secondly, creating psychological safety and earned trust. The book highlights that high-performing teams tend to combine strong accountability with a climate where people feel safe to contribute honestly. Psychological safety is presented as a practical requirement for learning, innovation, and risk management, because teams cannot adapt if members hide mistakes, avoid dissent, or withhold expertise. Trust in this context is not blind positivity, but earned confidence that colleagues will act with competence and good intent, and that the team will treat candor fairly. The discussion focuses on the small behaviors that create or destroy safety, such as how meetings handle interruptions, whether questions are welcomed, and what happens after someone admits uncertainty. The book also considers the role of norms that promote respectful challenge, encouraging members to critique ideas rather than attack people. Over time, these norms reduce fear-based silence and increase participation from quieter voices, which improves decision quality and reduces the likelihood of groupthink. By showing how safety and trust are built through consistent responses to everyday moments, the book gives readers a workable roadmap rather than vague encouragement to communicate better. Thirdly, managing conflict, feedback, and difficult conversations. Another major theme is the difference between productive conflict that improves thinking and destructive conflict that improves thinking and destructive conflict that damages relationships. The book emphasizes that teams need mechanisms to surface disagreements early and handle them in ways that preserve respect and forward motion. Instead of treating conflict as a personality issue, it looks at the team routines that either encourage avoidance or enable constructive debate. This includes how teams set expectations for speaking up, how they separate facts from interpretations, and how they keep conversations focused on shared goals. Feedback is treated as a core team process, not a once-a-year event. Teams with higher emotional intelligence create channels for timely feedback, use language that reduces defensiveness, and maintain curiosity when emotions rise. The book also pays attention to repair, meaning how teams recover after a tense exchange or a mistake. Repair behaviors include acknowledging impact, clarifying intentions, and recommitting to norms. By building competence in conflict and feedback, teams improve speed and alignment because they spend less time in hidden resentment and more time resolving issues openly. Fourthly, norms, leadership, and shared responsibility. The book explains that emotionally intelligent teams do not rely on one person to manage the mood of the room. Instead, they develop shared responsibility for how the team operates. Leadership still matters, but it is framed as creating conditions, setting norms, and modeling responses rather than controlling every interaction. Team norms are described as the invisible operating system that determines whether a group learns from problems or repeats them. Norms can be explicit, such as agreed rules for meetings, decision-making, and escalation, or implicit, such as whether it is acceptable to challenge senior members. The book encourages making norms visible so the team can intentionally choose the behaviors that support performance. It also explores how leaders can reinforce norms through consistent consequences, recognition, and coaching, and how members can hold one another accountable without creating a policing culture. This topic is important because it links emotional intelligence to execution. When norms support clarity, respect, and disciplined follow-through, teams experience fewer coordination failures and spend less energy on interpersonal tension, freeing attention for high-value work. Lastly, resilience, motivation, and performance under pressure, teams are often judged in difficult moments, such as tight deadlines, ambiguity, setbacks, or high-stakes decisions. The book addresses how emotionally intelligent teams sustain motivation and performance under pressure by regulating stress and maintaining a sense of efficacy. Rather than ignoring emotions, these teams recognize signals of burnout, frustration, or disengagement, and respond with adjustments that protect performance. This can include reframing setbacks as data for learning, distributing workload more fairly, or revisiting priorities to reduce overload. The book also highlights the importance of collective optimism that is grounded in reality, where the team can acknowledge problems while still believing it can solve them. Attention is given to the team's emotional tone because chronic negativity can reduce creativity and increase conflict, while forced positivity can suppress needed dissent. By developing resilience practices, teams become more adaptable and less reactive, which improves decision-making and reduces costly errors. This theme connects emotional intelligence to measurable outcomes such as productivity, quality, retention, and customer impact, showing that the emotional system of a team is inseparable from its operational results. In conclusion, this book is well suited for team leaders, project managers, HR, and organizational development professionals, and any contributor who wants their group to collaborate better without waiting for a reorg or a perfect set of personalities. It is also valuable for cross-functional teams, hybrid teams, and leadership groups where misunderstandings and hidden tensions can quietly erode execution. The main benefit for readers is a shift from focusing on individual charisma to focusing on the repeatable practices that shape team behavior. By learning how to build norms that support trust, psychological safety, constructive conflict, and shared accountability, readers can reduce drama, increase candor, and make decisions with better information. That translates into faster problem-solving and a healthier work experience. Compared to many leadership books that stay at the level of inspiration, this one stands out by treating emotional intelligence as a team system that can be intentionally designed and reinforced. It provides a framework that helps diagnose what is going wrong in a team and what to change first, making it a worthwhile purchase for anyone serious about sustainable performance and collaboration. If you would like to support Vanessa Urch-Druskat, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.